organization. I was shown, August 3, 1861, that some have been fearing they should become Babylon if they organize. But the churches in central New York have been perfect Babylon, confusion. And now, unless the churches are so organized that they can carry out and enforce order, they have nothing to hope for in the future. They must scatter into fragments. Previous teachings have nourished the elements of disunion. A spirit has been cherished to watch and accuse, rather than to build up. If ministers of God would unitedly take their position and maintain it with decision, there would be a uniting influence among the flock of God. Separating bars would be broken to fragments. Hearts would flow together and unite like two drops of water. Then there would be power and strength in the ranks of Sabbath keepers, far exceeding anything we have yet witnessed. The hearts of God's servants are made sad by meeting, as they journey from church to church, the opposing influence of other ministering brethren. Individuals have stood ready to oppose every step of advance God's people have made. Those who have dared to venture out have their hearts saddened and distressed by the lack of union of action on the part of their fellow laborers. We are living in a solemn time. Satan and evil angels are working with mighty power, with the world on their side to help them. And professed Sabbath keepers, claiming to believe important, solemn truth, unite their forces with the combined influence of the powers of darkness to distract and tear down that which God designs to build up. Their influence is recorded as those who retard the work of advance and reform among God's people. The agitation of the subject of organization has revealed a great lack of moral courage on the part of ministers proclaiming present truth. Some who were convinced that organization was right failed to stand up boldly and advocate it. They let some few understand that they favored it. Was this all God required of them? No. He was displeased with their cowardly silence and lack of action. They feared blame and opposition. They watched the brethren generally to see how their pulse beat before standing manfully for what they believed to be right. The people waited for the voice of their favorite ministers in the truth, and because they could hear no response in favor from them, decided that the subject of organization was wrong. Thus, the influence of some of the ministers was against this matter, while they professed to be in favor. They were afraid of losing their influence. Someone must move here and bear responsibility and venture his influence. And as he has become inured to censure and blame, he is suffered to bear it. His fellow laborers, who should stand by his side and take their share of the burden, are looking on to see how he succeeds in fighting the battle alone. But God marks his distress, his anguish, his tears, his discouragement and despair, while his mind is taxed almost beyond endurance. And as he is ready to sink, God lifts him up and points him to the rest for the weary, the reward for the faithful. And again he puts his shoulder under the heavy burden. I saw that all will be rewarded according as their works shall be. Those who shun responsibility will meet with loss in the end. The time for ministers to stand together is when the battle goes hard.